This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. I'm Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Christine Wong.
We're talking about travel, tourism, and Airbnb a little bit later on. We are asking you a question, though, over on Instagram and on Twitter. And the question is, when domestic tourism actually reopens in the whole of Malaysia, will you be traveling? Why or why not? Let us know. We've got a poll. The poll numbers so far, out of almost 300 votes, 48.1% of you are saying yes for leisure, 5.7% yes for business, 35% no, still waiting. And what's that? Is that 11.3% saying no? Nowhere to go just yet. 48% of you are going out and travelling for leisure. I'd love to do that. I've got to admit, I'm itching to get out and see something outside of my neighbourhood and outside of TTDI.
I am also, you know, suffering from that cabin fever, but at the same time, I'm going to wait. Yeah. I'm going to let the 48.1% of you guys go first.
Get it out of the system
first. You guys go first. I you know what? I've been patient for a long time. Yeah. I can continue to be patient for like a little bit longer.
Just a few more days, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, what have we got over on Instagram? Anything there?
Yeah, so on Instagram, we just have a poll that just says yes or no. And at the moment, yes is currently in the majority. We've got yes at 64% and no at 36%. And we've got a couple of responses here as well. So here we go. We've got Caprice and Leo, who's a cabin fever, but will be holidaying safely. Suanisa says, I'm desensitized from COVID fear and I'm double jabbed, which helps. Devo821M, it'll be a madhouse everywhere and I'm happy to avoid people and vehicle traffic. Mm. And Kwan Wan Hong says, work hard, fun is for the weak, which I vehemently disagree with.
Okay, a few messages over on Twitter. The Yakel has said, yes, but to selective places, not the mass tourism. Let us know where those places are. Mm-hmm. Maybe you could tell us in private so the mass people don't find out about it. Mrs. Hamid has said, I'll wait for a bit. Let those absolutely needing the break to go first. I'll just visit nearby places. No overnight stays.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's hold on to some of the other messages and move on to our second story. And this is why we're asking you this question.
Mm.
It's about the future of Malaysia's domestic and business tourism.
Yeah, because as restrictions have been lifted, especially for fully vaccinated people in the sort of domestic travel area, a lot of the industry players are now optimistic that domestic traveling and tourism may soon be within our reach. We'll also be hearing later on from Yayasan Usahawan Malaysia Chairman Nitesh Malani about a little bit about business tourism specifically and how SMEs can continue to survive as well, apart from just tourism itself. So the first thing is that the government is currently pondering the proposal of turning Langkawi into a pilot project for what they call the tourism bubble, where travellers allowed to visit Langkawi will be limited to individuals who have completed the vaccination once the island has reached 80% vaccination rate for its population. Tourism industry players in the country say an initiative like that will provide a light at the end of the tunnel for operators that have struggled to stay afloat during the pandemic. Malaysian Association of Hotels CEO Yap Lip Seng said it should provide a lifeline to the industry as it can no longer sustain purely on government subsidies. While it is not expected to generate much in the beginning, it needs to be able to provide sufficient motivation for the industry to restart. He also clarified that a travel bubble will not guarantee zero COVID-19 cases and that countries should come to terms with coronavirus cases linked to the reopening of any sector of economy and also be able to accept a threshold percentage of COVID-19 cases from it and just have contingency measures prepared in advance to deal with it that would minimize local risks. He also concluded that the success of the pilot program in Langkawi would serve as a barometer for the tourism landscape in the rest of the country, and that the project is an indicator of the sustainability of the tourism industry, that it will recover and there is commitment from all parties. This will also drive talents back to the industry, having lost substantially many workers over the past 1.5 years. Mm-hmm. Malaysian Association of Tour and Travel Agents, or MATA, President Dato' Tan Kok Liang, says tourism bubble initiatives must be facilitated by tour operators to minimise any risk of a virus outbreak, explaining, to minimise infection, the travel plan must be a controlled itinerary through a tour operator who can ensure strict adherence to the SOP in transportation and cruises. There must be proper enforcement and no unnecessary contact with the local community. According to Tan, the success of a travel bubble is a shared responsibility amongst operators at all points throughout a tourist's journey, and he urged authorities to quickly establish more travel bubbles nationwide to kickstart domestic travel. Malaysian Tourist Guides Council President Jimmy Leong agrees that travel operators would have a very important role to play to ensure the success of tourism bubbles, adding that travellers should engage licensed tourist guides to ensure smoother passage during their holidays, as they can help monitor the movement of tourists and ensure that they don't run into any trouble with authorities due to SOP non-compliance. Mm-hmm. And there's also significant optimism regarding passenger traffic at all airports in the country. This is according to Malaysia Airports Holdings Berhad Group CEO Muhammad Shukri Muhammad Saleh. He stated, recent announcements made by the government to allow some flexibility for fully vaccinated people is an early indication for cautious traffic resumption. We can expect domestic traffic to gain traction once 70 to 80% of the population have been fully vaccinated. This would be in tandem with the reopening of economic activities, local tourist spots, and the visiting friends and relatives tourism. Also, current Prime Minister Datuk Seri Ismail Yabri, Datuk Seri Ismail Sabri Yaakob, my goodness, has also indicated that domestic tourism will be one of the first issues his new government focuses on. And a spot of hope shined in the federal territory of Labuan, as the news mentioned earlier, which is the first to move from phase 3 to phase 4 of the National Recovery Plan effective this Thursday, as they've achieved a vaccination rate of 92.4% for the adult population. All of the economic sectors there will be allowed to operate with 100% staff capacity, with SOPs enforced, of course. And relaxations are also given for holding seminars, workshops, courses, face-to-face meetings with the attendance capacity of 50% allowed. So there are a lot of social activities that are allowed as well. And the Prime Minister also added that tourism activities are currently only allowed within the same state, with the condition that those wishing to stay at hotels or homestays must also be fully vaccinated. But on that note, with all these restrictions slowly lifting, this has led to several calls to action being made by organizations and associations for business event players as well to support its economic recovery, especially with a safety framework of the higher standards being put in place. And hopefully, a more promising future for businesses and entrepreneurs is on the horizon in that frame as well, as the new government balances controlling COVID-19 numbers while ensuring Malaysia's economic stability.
Now, whilst Christine catches her breath, we'll be hearing in just a few moments from Nitesh Malani, the chairman of the Malaysian Entrepreneurship Foundation. We've got him on the line and we'll get his thoughts on the current situation for Malaysian SMEs and some thoughts on Malaysia's business tourism industry. Of course, that's coming up just after these messages and a bit of a break. If you want to take part in the poll, don't forget, when domestic tourism reopens in all of Malaysia, will you be travelling? Why or why not? Over on WhatsApp, a number ending 1237 says, as a former airline staff, I'm just listening to see the likelihood of me getting my job back again. Mm-hmm. Keep the polls coming in, guys. Vote yes, please, he says. Taking a break. Here's Guns N' Roses with Welcome to the Jungle here on BFM 89.9.
Beautiful festive moments. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Rich Bradbury. I'm in the studio with
Christine Wong.
We're talking about travel, tourism, and we're asking a poll. We've got a poll running over on Twitter, and we're asking you, when everything opens up here in Malaysia, will you be travelling? Why or why not? The choices are yes for leisure, yes for business, no still waiting, and no with nowhere to go. We'll have a look at the numbers in a moment. Chris, what have you got over on Instagram?
On Instagram, we've got Harish Nair89, who just says, Dem Cove, so I'm assuming he means that he will not be travelling because of COVID-19. Yo Yech says, pandemic fatigue, confined too long. Atomic Disco says, high risk, low reward. And Emerald TSJ says, need to get a staycation ASAP.
48% over on Twitter saying yes for leisure, 35 no, still waiting. Shamil has said, not really keen on going sightseeing and such. I'm more looking forward to having a staycation with friends in a nice hotel, facing the sea or something, and spend the whole night playing Monopoly.
Mm-hmm.
That's good enough for now. Right, let's move on, because we did have somebody waiting on the phone line for us.
Yes, this is slightly on a bit of a tangent here, but we do have Nitesh Malani, the chairman of Yayasan Usahawan Malaysia, which is the Malaysia Entrepreneurship Foundation, on the line for some thoughts on the current situation for Malaysian SMEs and also some insights into the future of Malaysian business tourism specifically. So first off, in general, Nitesh, how is Yayasan Usahawan Malaysia currently assisting SMEs?
So Yayasan Usahawan Malaysia undertakes a couple of key initiatives together with the government agencies and the private sector. So right now, we facilitate many SMEs, SMIs, and young entrepreneurs out there to be connected to the relevant initiatives conducted by, say, for example, SME Corp, SME Bank, and also various other trade organizations that are available in the landscape today.
And how has COVID-19 affected the current and future contributions of SMEs to Malaysia's GDP?
In terms of contribution, it has been a stagnated issue in the last 18 months, as we may see, because SMEs were one of the first to get hit during the pandemic or even shutdowns. In the current episode, I think Malaysia has seen a shutdown of close to about 3 months. And most SMEs do not have the sustainability to go past beyond two to three months in terms of cash flow, in terms of business, you know, moving their people. So I think we have seen a huge impact on the SMEs in Malaysia in totality.
Right. And what sort of business trends can entrepreneurs expect to see as restrictions are being lifted alongside a higher vaccination rate?
I think most SMEs need to pivot in entirety, because businesses that were done, for example, physical stores, may not be very relevant in today's landscape. It's not going to be, you know, like the fact that if things are going to get open up, we're going to see people coming up in droves. Most people may not opt to go into stores or physical shops to do what they used to do pre-pandemic. So I suppose innovation, technology, and various pivoting business models will drive SMEs forward. Otherwise, you're going to lose out in the competitions. Or you know, I would call it the new age business, or the businesses that has adopted the new normal. So I presume that most SMEs, SMIs, and even entrepreneurs out there, large and small, pivoting to a new business model is a must.
Okay, so regarding business tourism in general, and with the rise of video conferencing tools and other digitally based communication, do you think business tourism is still relevant or even required now?
Business tourism depends. I think the MICE market, the exhibition and tourism, hospitality, especially the conventions, I think many apart, face-to-face interactions would still be very relevant in a certain sector. But you're right, with technology, we have seen large conferences taking place online. Various tools are right now available where you can bring in even 100,000 people on board, for example. Exhibitions have gone online. Trade business matchings have gone online. So I presume it's going to affect the that part of the tourism sector. But nevertheless, we would still see physical events taking place, I presume, once we have people who are vaccinized. And I think COVID's going to be here for a while right now. You know, it's not going to go away in the next 3 or 6 months. It's going to be a new lifestyle. We would see a lot of people testing and moving along with what they are trying to do. From what we hear from the industry players, people are waiting to jump onto the bandwagon. You know, events, as I speak to most large hotel operators, they have got bookings lined up towards the end of the year. And we see that people just can't wait to get out. We have spoken to large F&B entrepreneurs, for example, who says that they can't wait to open because people are already inquiring when can they come and dine in. When there was a short span of operation during the, I think between the month of March to May, most hotels were booked with domestic tourism. Families were taking their families out, and we realized that local, for example, five-star hotels were generally occupied about 50 to 60%. And I think those ratios are pretty encouraging, judging from the fact that we don't have foreign tourists coming in.
Mm-hmm. And what are your predictions specifically for the future of Malaysian business tourism? Where would we be able to restart if and when we do?
So amazing. I think YSN Usahawan has played an extremely important role for the last 8 years, undertaking various projects, initiatives, and even connecting businesses, both large and small. With our flagship program, SEBA, the SME and Entrepreneurs Business Awards, we have seen connectivity to large and small organizations in the market. We foresee this going on as we move on into our landscape. We've also launched a mouthpiece called the Asia Connects. We see this mouthpiece to be further providing a platform for young and old entrepreneurs to be able to share their stories, their experiences, and even connecting to various businesses that are not only in Malaysia, but we target in the next 3 to 6 months to be able to connect it to businesses around the region. I mean, this is what aspires us to move forward. So not only with SEBA, but now we have the Asia Connects. The Asia Connect would be this tool that will provide a huge platform for entrepreneurs out there to be featured and for stories to be heard. I think the government has focused on, for example, Langkawi as a destination because they anticipate to vaccinate most people in Langkawi by the month of September. And looking that as a bubble, or I would call it the bubble of tourism to begin allowing more vaccinated people to travel to Langkawi. And that will be a very good test project to look at how tourism industry can even kickstart the initiatives moving forward.
Okay, final question then, Nitesh. Beside business tourism, how can Malaysian SMEs continue to grow in a post-COVID-19 era?
The general landscape of COVID is not going to go away. This is going to be around for a long, long time. It's going to be a new lifestyle for many people aside. I mean, leave alone entrepreneurs or businesses themselves. How do we handle our teams, our people, customers, the way that we do things? It's a whole new 360 way of managing things, you know. So I presume the way SMEs to grow will be continuously looking at innovation, continuously looking at ways to conduct businesses and how do they adapt to the new methodologies that has already been coming out. Cost of operating business is surely going to rise because we're going to see new SOPs coming up. I think SOPs stipulated just not by the government, but by the new practices that we need to do. For example, sanitization is going to be a must-do. COVID testing is something that will happen more regularly for businesses to open. And with this in mind, we probably the SME sector would need to sustain this cost increment as they move on in the opening processes. So Malaysian SMEs may not just look at the Malaysian market as per se, but right now with digitizations and various initiatives undertaken by the government, we see more and more opportunities for Malaysian products and services to be explored on a global front. So right now you have a bigger market penetration comparatively to maybe 24 months ago. So I think SMEs can look at some of these areas of growth moving forward.
That was Nitesh Milani, the chairman of Yayasan Usahawan Malaysia, which is a Malaysia Entrepreneur Foundation, on the line. And thank you very much for speaking to us all about the current situation for Malaysian SMEs and some thoughts on Malaysian business tourism as well.
Yeah, and when domestic tourism does reopen up in all of Malaysia, will you be travelling? Why or why not? Let us know. Poll running over on Twitter and on Instagram, both at BFM Radio. We'll have an update to the numbers when we come back. And if you want to get in touch via WhatsApp, 018-789-8899. Final story coming up after the break, all about Airbnb housing Afghan refugees. That's up after some music from Steppenwolf with Born to be Wild here on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.